This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Right now we're talking about the reports out of Buffalo that suggest that the Bills have reached out to the Browns about Myles Garrett. We don't know what the trade compensation is. We don't know what they're asking, but the question has been pretty simple. Like, is there a team that when you hear the Browns say they're taking a phone call on him, you think not a chance in hell? And how does the trade package get influenced off of that? Can the Browns be in a position, Daryl, where they can tell the Bills, thanks but no thanks? We understand you're offering two first, Greg Russo and a third, but we're going to have to go with the Commanders because we want to potentially play in an AFC title game and we don't want to go ahead and play Myles Garrett.
I'm on the record. I don't care where they trade Myles Garrett to as long as it's the best compensation. That's what matters to me. Because I don't look at this Browns roster with rose-colored glasses at all. I don't think they're close. I think there's some retooling that needs to happen. They still have to find the quarterback. Whether they go against my beliefs of what they should do and take one of these two guys at number two, then they look, if you take one of these two guys at two, you better make it work.
Yeah.
You better be committed to Stefanski and allowing, you know, Tommy Rees and Bill Musgrave to do their thing, to develop this kid, right? You better be committed to the bit. But as we know, the Browns don't always commit to the bit.
Well, I think there'll be little signs to whether or not they really believe that they're going to be a competitive team over the next couple years. And I wonder if the Myles Garrett trade will be a part of that. Like, if they swerve away and go to the Commanders and we find out later on the Bills' offer was much higher or right, much better, then it will be one of those moments where, yeah, they believe they can compete and they wanted to avoid Josh Allen being able to get over that hump that he's not been able to get over.
Well, I think Myles can help them get to where they want to go as well.
What do you mean by that?
By being traded, to give them the assets that they need to fill in the holes with the roster. They already have four. I think it's four or five of the top 103 picks in the draft this year.
Yeah, we got 13 total after the compensatory.
So three of those four players need to hit, okay? I think that's fair to say. Would you agree?
That's a high ask. I mean, I agree.
Listen, you've got the second pick. You've got the second pick. The 33rd pick, you better make them hit. Sorry, I'm not interested in excuses. You've had your program here as a front office for now 6 years.
Yeah.
This is...
No, Andrew Berry's got to show us he can do this.
Right.
He can do the drafting thing, but he's not been able to show us.
It's put up or shut up time, right?
Yeah.
So, I was about to say something else that my grandma used to say. Can't say that on the radio.
Easy, grandma.
But...
get that ass.
He's...
It's my birthday.
It was not that.
it's for my birthday.
It absolutely was not that either.
I love the Nick drops, by the way. I got to say, I miss the big guy. I'll see him tomorrow. We haven't seen each other in a week or so. I'm having a lot of fun with you today, Daryl. And
you're,
I had a lot of fun yesterday with Jake.
Nick withdrawal.
Holy cannoli.
I don't know what any of this has to do about the conversation we're having, but it is funny.
All right, Amy
so
Trask.
We're all going to die in Nick's fat.
There we go. Amy Trask was on Baskin and Phelps earlier today talking about Myles Garrett. Here we go.
I would do absolutely anything and everything I could do to convince him that he wants to stay. Not that he has to stay, but I would try to find ways to convince him that he wants to stay. I would work with him collaboratively. I would address the concerns he has. I would bring everything I could, and I would say, help us rebuild this team. Help us build this team in the manner you wish it to be, such that you want to stay. Myles Garrett is an asset to that team. He's a tremendous player. And by the way, the more pressure on the quarterback, the easier it is for the secondary. You got to try to find a way to convince him he wants to stay.
I think it's interesting. Like, yeah, Myles, help us construct the team.
Help us help you. Help me help you.
But I wonder if Myles would... The problem with the roster right now is Myles looks at the roster and doesn't see this is what you have to do to get right. I think he looks at the roster right now and thinks this thing is a flaming dumpster. It is on fire. There's no helping it. I can't...
Right.
We are past the point of fixing it.
Right.
The house is on fire. Yeah, great. The fire truck showed up. It's got water. It's pouring it on, but you're too deep into this.
The house is lost already.
The house is lost already, and I think that's how Myles looks at it. So I don't know that just being like, hey, help us construct the roster into your best dreams is going to be something that would get Myles to commit, because in his eyes, this is too far gone.
Yeah, I mean, Amy's one of my favorite people in the business. I have tremendous respect for her, and she is right. I'm not arguing against her point, but I think that conversation's already been had, and Myles is like, get me the hell out of here.
Yeah, he's like, there's no easy way to do this. John and Men are up next. What's up, John?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, guys. Either way the Browns go with Myles Garrett, they lose. Because, you know, Myles, the real reason, let's be all honest with ourselves, Myles wants a big contract. He's going to want an extension, and the Browns can't give him one because they don't have the money. Okay? So they're going to have to trade him. They're going to have no choice but to trade him because he's not coming back. They're going to trade him to probably Buffalo and get 27, 28 pick for the next 2 years. In the first round, if they get the first round pick, the Browns have so many holes. And Darryl, you're right; they don't have a running back. They have a tight end that's injury prone. He's injured every year. He misses several games. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Their defense was absent last year. Their secondary was horrible. Horrible. They gave up the most longest passing plays, I think, in the NFL last year. If they weren't the most, they were pretty close being the most.
No, they were the worst.
They have so many problems. It's not even funny. So, Haslam, 3-14, any other coach would have fired these two guys. Any other owner would have fired these two guys in most cases. The reason why they didn't get fired is because Haslam wanted Deshaun Watson. Period. He wanted him. I don't think these two guys wanted him. I really don't. I think he signed off on it, and that's why they're still here. So now we're going to get all these picks from Myles Garrett, and who's going to pick them? A guy who can't make draft picks. So
right.
We're in trouble. It's another rebuild, and we're not going to be good for another 4 or 5 more years at least, if not longer. So get used to it, guys. Either way they go, they lose. Either way. If Myles stays, they lose because they can't control him under the cap. They can't bring other players in to help because they gave it all to Myles. Or if they trade him and get the picks, they're not going to be able to pick the right people because they have it. The history has proven that they can't make draft picks.
Yeah, so, John, I mean, I see what you're saying, and I appreciate the call, man. It's tough. I mean, who wants to play a choose-your-own-adventure book, Daryl, where the option A takes you to your own death and option B takes you to your own death, but it just does it a little bit slower? You know? I mean, jeez.
You want two to the chest or one to the forehead?
I mean, my goodness. That's basically what he's asking me there. It's like every road we take is just, what are we doing here? Every road we take leads to us sucking. I can't believe that. I can't believe that's true.
Well, 141, 278, and 1 with 40 different starting quarterbacks since 1999. I understand why he feels the way he does.
For sure.
I mean, the franchise has beaten their fans down, and they're really, really lucky that after what this organization has put these fans through over the last 26 seasons, that the fans still care as much as they do.
And they do. It's great fans for a reason, because they do. They absolutely care. We talk to them every single day. We hear from them every single day. Like, get in all these conversations about Myles Garrett and everything in between.
I mean, I don't want to say that they take him for granted, but the results on the field make me feel that way.
All right, leave that there. We come on back. 216-474-0092. Does the NBA have a negativity problem? And Daryl is going to fix a part of my life that I didn't even know needed to be fixed. It's Daryl Ryder. It's Jonathan Pito. An afternoon drive right here in the Fed.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.